When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Happer and Schaefer on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, welcome back in. More of Happer and Schaefer here on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Connor Happer, Mike Schaefer with you. Hopefully everybody had a good weekend. We are back. We had good weekends, but there's always that one thing. And for that one thing, we have the Pest of the Weekend. Pest of the Weekend brought to you by Bats to Rats. Your home should not be a zoo to unwelcomed animals. So call Dane to help get rid of any bats or rodent problems at 402-310-310-0904, or go online to batstorats.com. Bats to Rats, Wildlife Control and Prevention. Look at all my weird scribblies.
Yeah.
On this page.
The notes.
Are we ready?
I'm ready.
For our pest of the weekend? Okay.
You're a pest. Why are you the way that you are? I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
Happer and Schaefer's Pest of the Weekend, brought to you by Bats to Rats.
Insubordinate and churlish.
Looks like, by the look of things, Rico has a Pest of the Weekend.
Or six.
The way he just walked in, but who wants to go first?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Rico.
Should we just let Rico have the floor?
You seem... What's
perturbed.
Up?
No, what? Driving.
And, driving? Did you get in a wreck?
No. My ears got in a wreck because...
Your ears got in a wreck?
So, for our Christmas, we went to Central City for Christmas Eve, and then really, really late Christmas Eve, I think about 10 o'clock, we decided, you know what? Let's make the 1.5-hour drive north to Orchard with two kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the 3-hour drive back yesterday, and about half an hour to Lincoln, KJ woke up.
Little boy.
KJ was not happy. Mm-hmm. This is very hard to feed in the back seat, so we decided we're just going to let him cry. So for half an hour, he just cried.
And cried.
And Ellie Ellie was sitting back there, not crying, but trying to console her brother by saying, KJ, it's okay. KJ, stop. KJ, we're almost home. Which is cute, but at the same time, I'm like, Ellie, he's fine. Just leave him alone.
You know, I hear parents say that often, like, you know what? We just got to let him cry. This is part of learning. It's tough love, right? It's the very beginning of tough love. We're just going to let him cry. And that usually works for about 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm. We don't do it often.
Until the parents can't take it anymore.
We don't do it often, but it's really hard to get into the back seat while driving and feed him, especially with the car seat and her car seat. It's a very small area, so we just let that happen. And then I guess they were not acclimated to... being away and then coming back. So he didn't sleep very well last night. So neither me or Rachel slept very well. So it was great.
So Pest of the Weekend is...
Driving, not the kids. Not putting the kids...
Oh. I don't know. I felt like what you were describing was kids.
No, it's the driving. He doesn't like sitting in the car seat. If we could just teleport places, it'd be so much easier.
So you're saying if you had just taken the driving...
Or the government would make it legal.
Mm-hmm. If you just took the driving part out of this equation, this experience would have happened to you?
Yeah, if our families lived closer.
I say if you take the kids part out of the equation, this wouldn't happen to you. I'm not saying don't have kids. I'm just trying to pinpoint what your Pest of the Weekend is.
Nope, Hunter Happer here sucks. For population
the kids,
control.
The kids were perfect all weekend. They were fantastic all weekend. It's the driving that got them irritated that then got us less sleep.
It's the driving.
Did Ellie ever figure
Rico's
out...
Rico's taking the high road.
Yeah. Did Ellie ever figure out who Santa Claus is?
Just every time she sees Santa, she goes,
Santa Claus is Santa Claus.
Well, no, she didn't know
about Santa.
Yeah, no, she knows.
Like, that
Santa
was a whole story
yeah,
Rico had.
Oh. Yeah, no, she knows who Santa Claus is. So now whenever she sees any type of Santa anywhere, she's like, Santa, did I get presents? And we're like, no, it's just once. It's just once a year.
Yeah, once a year.
Yeah, or at least once a year.
Santa comes back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
A year's a long time when you're a kid.
It is.
A year is forever.
It is. But then, but I mean, it's really only about... I mean, you don't have to remember him for the entire year. Like, you're not going to be sitting there in February thinking about Santa.
Right. No, Rico had this whole story about how it was, like, early December and his daughter had no idea...
Yeah, we drove past an inflatable Santa, Santa Claus, and she was just like, what's that? And we were like, oh, no.
Yeah. Not his identity, which is, you know...
Santa Claus, which is Santa.
He lives at the North Pole.
Shaver?
All right. So my pest of the weekend, which was discovered, unfortunately, probably about Friday night, moved into a new house Thursday afternoon. Everything went really well as far as moves go in that regard. Like, stuff got into the house. It wasn't particularly organized, but still pretty good. Had lots of people help. Both of our families, like, we very appreciative. We did not demand or ask or any of it, but they all basically showed up and pitched in, and that makes it a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Friday afternoon, we realized our refrigerator does not work in this brand new house. We have no...
You have inherited a refrigerator.
Well, inherited is the wrong word because no one had lived in this house before. It was a completely new refrigerator.
Oh, no.
That does not work.
So there's nobody you can pin it on.
Yeah. And so it lights up, and the outside shows you very clearly that it's supposed to be 0 degrees on the freezer side and 37 degrees on the refrigerator side.
And crisp.
And there's a faint hint of cooling going on there, but nothing was getting frozen. Like, we left all sorts of liquid in the freezer side. None of it ever froze. In the refrigerator side, not even cold enough. We had to throw some food out because of this. So that was a source of annoyance. Call the place where the refrigerator came from, and they have no technicians on Sunday. They don't work on Sundays. So they have no one that can help us out. The guy on the phone, like, goes through all these different tricks to try to jumpstart the refrigerator. I don't know when, if
Jumper
they're
cables?
Coming over today. I was told that they have to swap the fridge out, like, it's another potential 48 hours before it'll be up and running. So I'm looking at, like, a week with no fridge, which is a really kind of essential piece to the whole house equation.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a really obnoxious part of what has otherwise been a pretty easy move. I mean,
take out all week.
Yeah, I mean, it's
delicious.
We've been doing that for about 2 weeks now.
Well, you got to look at your, you got to.
Check We're looking at our waistline expanding, which we didn't need as it was anyways.
But check out the Southside establishments for Southside Schaefer.
We're going to.
Southside Schaefer checks out Southside establishments.
We're going to have to.
All kinds of new possibilities.
Yeah, well.
South of town Schaefer? Is that what we came up with?
No, I like South Lincoln Schaefer.
South Lincoln Schaefer.
I like Southside Schaefer.
Southside Schaefer.
Yeah, that makes me seem tough. I'm not tough.
It doesn't have to make you seem tough. You're just from the South Side.
The South Side always seems tougher than the North Side. Have we ever figured out why this
does
is?
It?
South Side Chicago. I know South Side Columbus. They went hard into the fact they were South Side.
Which is the tougher side of Lincoln.
Not you South.
Would, you would it's assume north.
It's not north. South.
It's not South.
You would assume it'd be North.
It's not South. That eliminates one of the two.
I'm saying South
okay,
and
so
North
this is
Omaha
a question I
kind of
wanted to get into at some point this week.
Okay.
What is the new center of Lincoln? Because it's not O Street.
Many people have had this conversation.
South Street
before.
Isn't, you know, you can be south of South Street and you're still North.
I
as
still
far
think
as Lincoln's
I
concerned.
Still think it's O. I still think even though the town has moved so far south that it's totally not O is like the demarcation of, you know, like O is North now. But I don't think that your center, your main vein, your artery like changes.
Yeah.
I just O is the most main street that we have. So it's always the middle to me.
Your main vein doesn't change because your body doesn't change.
But your city changes.
Rico, be careful.
I get what you're saying. I just don't know that anything south of O constitutes a designation south Lincoln.
We could spend 20 minutes on this if you want to in the next segment. We have nothing.
We have time.
We have nothing.
I like this idea.
My pest of the weekend is movies. Why are they so long? I saw Licorice Pizza, and it lasted at least 45 minutes too long. It could have ended, like, and you know, those movies, there's no point to it. It's just like, here's what it is.
Yeah.
And there's no plot, or there's no character development.
What
or
was
anything
its runtime?
Like I think it was probably 2 hours and 15 minutes or something like that. Way too long.
There is, and it might have been you, someone.
And meanwhile, my wife watched 4 Harry Potters yesterday, and I had no idea how she did it. I don't even know if that was there was that many hours in the day. She watched 4 Harry Potter movies.
You can watch all of the Harry Potters with minimal bathroom breaks and if you have all your snacks in, I think it's 22 hours.
It would take an entire day.
Yeah, like it's a whole day. But 4 Harry Potters is a lot.
2:13.
Wow.
But at a theater, they add about 25 extra minutes.
Oh, yeah, I hate that,
too. The previews are too long, by the way. There's too many of them. They're too long.
Agreed. Yes.
Another old man take for you.
I don't mind the previews.
I don't want to spend an extra half hour at the theater.
I agree.
I love the theater.
I don't have that much time. Like I walk in the theater and it's noon. I walk out, it's time for dinner.
Like
unacceptable.
Maybe
this is way too much of my day.
If you know there's so many previews and you're going to complain about it, just show up to your movie later.
I'm exaggerating a little bit.
The problem is that we don't even need movie theater previews anymore. Like, you all have YouTube. You all have phones.
Yeah, I watch the trailers on my own
time. I need previews. I saw some previews in the new Spider-Man that I didn't know were movies that were going to be out, so I like it.
Watching trailers on your own time.
It helps me to discover new movies that I'm going to watch.
That's our Pest of the Weekend, brought to you by Bats to Rats. We'll come back 9 o'clock hour up next.
You're listening to Happer and Schaefer on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.